Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, man?
Not much, man.
Just what the hell?
What up, y'all?
Man, I'm trying to keep a knee off my neck.
Yeah, man.
In like 2 weeks?
I know. Hey, man, it's crazy times, man. The world's burning.
Is that Aries?
Yup.
How you doing, man?
Start the fire. It was always burning since the world was turning. All
right. Yeah. So, you singing? We gonna start the fire? Mm-hmm. Man, he crazy.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's up, Q?
Hey, I'm here and I'm breathing, so that's all I got going.
Yep. It's always good to breathe. Definitely good to breathe.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I can say is get your foot off my neck, pig. All right. And I'm also joined with my boy Hoop in the house. What's going on, Hoop?
Hey, maintaining, man. Just observing the world from inside still. Social distancing. Still.
Good, good. Yeah, man. It's chaotic, man. It's chaotic out here. And we're also joined all the way from the West Coast with our homeboy, Mr. Aries Falcon, the notorious vidmaker. What's up, Aries?
Yeah, man. Nothing much, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Work and stay home. That's all I'm doing right now. Going to work and stay home.
All right. You living that good life now, man? You scared us, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm trying to maintain and get everything back in order, but you know, it's been a struggle. So
I hear you, man.
I checked on him a couple of weeks ago. He said he was all right, unless he was lying to me. I checked on him though.
All right.
No, I'm good. You know, it's hard to get it under control.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What I hear, it's a constant battle, but you know, he can do it. But, all right, fellas, well, keeping it sexy's not here, you know, so maybe he's out there keeping it sexy protesting, but we haven't been together in a while, and since the last time we've all been on a call together, man, a lot's changed with the world, man, you know?
Bam, right on in that thing.
Time we've talked, the revolution has started, in a different way to putting that.
The revolution will be televised.
It will be televised. And thank God that it is. But yeah, man. So if you haven't been under a rock or somewhere locked up and not watching this stuff, you know, we have a lot of stuff happening with police brutality. And it kind of came to a boiling point with the killing or murder of George Floyd, and I'm sure most people know who that is. If you don't, he's the guy in Minneapolis that was pretty much murdered on tape by a police officer, a racist police officer, who put his knee on this guy's neck for 8 minutes and would not allow him to breathe, and the whole thing was caught on film. So ever since then, all hell is broken loose.
No justice, no peace, baby.
So, man, I mean, what do y'all think about that so far as when you first heard about it and how we're ending up, what it's been almost 2 weeks now, or at least, I know definitely a good week, a week and a half, since this has happened, and then everyone's protesting and rioting and looting. First of all, what'd you think about the video?
I mean, the video was sickening. I mean, dude said, "I can't breathe." Grown man started crying for his mama to help him. And they say that his mom's been dead for almost a decade. I mean, that's sad and hard to watch right there. I mean, anybody that has a heart, has any type of compassion in their, you know, in their bones, I mean, that's hard to watch. And I mean, anybody knows too, you know, you go to the UFC, you know, there's certain things that even the UFC doesn't allow, right. And they don't allow knees on the neck for a reason. You know, cops that go through training, they know you can't put a knee on somebody's neck. Right. You can put it on their shoulder. You can put it on their head, which is very painful, but right. A knee to the neck, man.
If it's on the head.
Yeah, but a knee to a neck. They were saying even if the human being would have only been less than 100 pounds at that almost 9 minute mark, I think they said it was about 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Even at that mark, he still would have died. So you're talking about like a fifth or a sixth grader putting his knee on your neck, holding it down for 9 minutes, and you still would have died. So you can imagine what a grown man, I mean, I'm sure this cop was probably about 180, 200, somewhere around there. I mean,
I think it was like 175, 180, something like that.
Yeah. And also the news that I'm getting is that I'm hearing is that the cop knew him. They used to work together.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That's the cold part. That's like somebody, you know, you knew this guy. So, I mean, for him to say, oh, well, you know, it was for protection. You know the guy. You know the guy's temperament and how he is. So for you to still put your knee on his neck is ridiculous.
Yeah, I kind of heard that. Me and my wife were actually talking about that because she looked it up. And apparently he was like a security guard at some club or bar or something like that. And I think the other guy, either he was doing off-duty work as a security guard. It said it wasn't sure if they actually knew each other, like had conversation.
Yeah.
But
they worked in different parts, right?
But but you would think still in passing, though, you know. You know, the face would have...
Oh, he recognized that Joker, man.
Yeah. So I didn't know anything about that until before we started the show. So, that's more stuff is coming out. And I also found out, you know, of course, he's had a past of being written up several times for bad misconduct on different occasions. Like almost one every year. So they've known how.
But that has nothing to do with that moment. And you know, does that cop know that? You know, if I had, you know,
no. I'm talking about the cop. I'm talking about the cop.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Okay, gotcha.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not George. I'm talking about the cop. Well, two of the cops actually. There was an Asian cop there too, who just sat there, and then he pushed. I think he pushed back. The store guy who tried to get him to stop, you know, and
he did. I saw him. He looked like a chubby ass karate kid. I saw him.
No, his name was Toy Tao or Toy, whatever his name is. But he was just standing there looking like an idiot, man.
Smoking, ready to push it. Shit, give you everything you want.
He had a past too of complaints and things like that. So they both were fucking assholes, and they did that. I think on purpose, you know. I heard he really didn't take his knee off the guy's neck until the paramedics got there and told him.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Which is about 8 minutes and 46 seconds, For a guy that wasn't, from the video, all the videos I saw, I never saw him, like, putting up a fight or anything either. I mean, like, why? I don't understand why he put the knee on him to begin with. Like, I can understand if dude was kicking, but, I mean, he's handcuffed, so his hands are behind his back. Somebody would have to. I don't know. Can anybody explain why he was put on the ground and then had his knees, had a knee put on him? Because at one point they put him in the car, but then they removed him from the car, put him on the ground, and then put a knee on him.
Yeah, did y'all see the video where they were whooping his ass in the car?
No.
I didn't. I saw that.
Yeah, they were before they got him cuffed, I believe, he was in like some like mini, like some little small SUV for the
like a Ford Explorer or something.
Yeah, and you know, they were just, you know, throwing blows at the guy.
That's why on the video that you hear the girl saying his nose is bleeding, because they was beating him.
I knew something was going on. You could tell by the footage, but I couldn't actually see them, you know, doing it, but you could tell something was going on.
Was he ever physically confrontational? Did anybody ever see any video of that? I haven't seen anything. Nope. Where he was putting up a fight or anything. I know he was talking back and arguing in the beginning. Somebody put that on World Star, but I never saw anything where like he was actually like confrontational. Even when they handcuffed him, he allowed himself to be handcuffed, which I mean was like, to me, that's like giving yourself up completely. If you turn your back to someone and let them handcuff you, it's like you're waving the white flag. So I don't know.
Scare punk.
Yeah. And also, have y'all seen that picture of him that they had on Twitter wearing his red hat saying keep America white again?
Yeah.
No.
Seen that one?
Yeah. Yeah,
he all the way official with it, huh?
Yeah. Now, I mean, I guess that's him. I mean, they had to
sub. It's him.
Yeah. And then I heard that I also saw a woman who knew him, and this is right when his wife, you know, divorced him. That she said that, you know, that's not the guy that she knows, but she said he always had an issue, especially he would, you know, being around other black men. He would get intimidated and fearful.
Yeah, I mean, the smirk on his face explains it all.
Yeah.
He just had a smirk.
I get all that and I hear all that, but what has to do with the moment where his life got taken? Like, I mean, I still don't get that by somebody that, he's talking about, man, you guys gotta go, let me know when you switching back and forth. Okay. Yeah, I saw he had an Asian wife that left his ass.
Yeah, she was, I think she was like a Miss Minneapolis or whatever.
That's what they said, but I was looking at her picture, I'm like, damn, they must be struggling since Apollonia left Minneapolis.
She said, no, but we saw brother.
What the motherfucker?
You seen Apollonia lately?
Right. She looks smoked out herself.
Yeah, no, she just, she looked like those older ladies.
She aged, but she's still pretty.
No, you gotta look her up, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. That right there.
Research.
Yeah, do your research, man. She had a little too much work done.
Oh, well, I always remember her as when she got baptized in Lake Minnetonka. That's all I remember.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That was during puberty, so I'm just saying.
I jumped in butt naked after.
We're live for that scene in Purple Rain. What are you talking about? But yeah, man. So
that's the one thing in Purple Rain I didn't understand why Preston didn't take off the skin tight little purple suit and jump in with her. But
because he knows how cold that damn water is.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Okay. Remember that scene? He had it from the back too. We're getting off topic, man. We're getting off topic here, man.
Plus she got his seat all wet.
Yeah, yes, man, we digress.
She did get his seat all wet. But but yeah, man, this whole thing is messed up. And I mean, I'm not for the looting and all that. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So after this whole thing happened, of course, people are protesting and pissed off, and especially, you know, something like this. It seems like things were happening back to back to back. The thing with Ahmad from Brunswick getting shot down in the streets like an animal. And then you had this, not too long before this, the lady in Central Park who was calling, got caught on film talking about she's going to call the cops and tell her that a black man's threatening her. When the guy was like, no, put your dog on a leash. I'm not threatening you. Stay away from me. And
he was a bird watcher. The right. Most non-threatening person in the world.
Oh, did I do that?
And she was the head of, well, not the head, but worked at some big firm,
Franklin
or whatever. And
Franklin Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you're talking about Karen.
Good job, and yeah. And she lost it. So
yeah, Karen.
Yeah, poor Karen.
Yeah,
Karen Haskins.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
So, you know, all this stuff is going on, and oh, don't forget that there's a pandemic happening and the killer virus is out there.
And what happened to the COVID, man? That took a back seat. What happened?
The COVID's out there rioting too and protesting.
I guess so. It's on quarantine, said man.
But so anyway, so you know, this happens, and it seemed to start here in Atlanta, which is, you know, we set it off here, man, apparently. And you know, we started the protest, and then it got out of hand, and then Keisha had to come on television to tell y'all to stop tripping like this, and then she had to go bring in T.I. and Killer Mike to get on TV, and it was not censored at all to get these folks.
Sure wasn't.
See what?
I said it sure wasn't.
It wasn't censored at all, man. Did y'all see him? Did y'all see it?
I saw a lot.
You're duty bound to be here to simply say that it is your duty not to burn your own house down for anger with an enemy. It is your duty to fortify your own house so that you may be a house of refuge in times of organization. And now is the time to plot, plan, strategize, organize, and mobilize. It is time to beat up prosecutors you don't like at the voting booth. It is time to hold mayoral offices accountable, chiefs and deputy chiefs. Atlanta is not perfect, but we're a lot better than we ever were, and we're a lot better than cities are. I'm mad as hell. I woke up wanting to see the world burn down yesterday because I'm tired of seeing black men die. He casually put his knee on a human being's neck for 9 minutes as he died like a zebra in the clutch of a lion's jaw. And we watch it like murder porn over and over again. So that's why children are burning to the ground. They don't know what else to do. And it is the responsibility of us to make this better right now. We don't want to see one officer charged. We want to see four officers prosecuted and sentenced. We don't want to see targets burning. We want to see the system that sets up for systemic racism burnt to the ground. And as I sit here in Georgia, home of Stevens, Georgia, former vice president of the Confederacy. White man said that law, fundamental law, stated that whites were naturally the superior race. And the Confederacy was built on a cornerstone. It's called a cornerstone speech. Look it up. The cornerstone speech that blacks would always be subordinate. That officer believed that speech because he killed that man like an animal.
T.I., I don't know what T.I. was talking about. But Mike
did. I don't think he was prepared. You can kind of tell, like, right, they got a call to come down there.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure Mayor Keisha, you know, they have a prior relationship. I think they helped with her campaign to get elected.
Right.
And, you know, it just like it was off the script. And, you know, if anybody follows Killer Mike, you know, that's his life. Like, his life is about issues with race and, right, you know, just the dynamics between self-empowerment and, you know, right, all that good stuff. So I knew he was gonna come with it, and like you said, it was unscripted. I think a few times a few people cringed, but I mean, he got his message across, and you know, people heard him.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me
of, who was he talking about? Go ahead, Rob.
I was saying, it kind of reminds me of Hoop said it. People kind of cringe. It kind of reminded me of the night we drafted Tack, but that's neither here nor there.
I wasn't cringing. I was glad to see him because, you know, he had T.I. up there. I'm like,
TI is 55165. Who's listening to this fool right now at this moment when they're mad? But, you know, Killer Mike got up there. He's lost a lot of weight since I saw him on Sacha Baron Cohen's show when they punked him. But, you know, he looked good. He lost a lot of weight. And he actually was well-spoken. Yeah. He delivered a message, you know, and he said the S word a couple of times. Other than that, he didn't drop anything that was too outrageous.
He dropped an F-bomb, too, didn't he?
You know, and...
Yeah.
Did he drop an F-bomb?
Yeah.
Bullshit, motherfucker!
Yeah, I missed that. I just heard the two S-bombs, but... Like, hey, man, he's a... Now, what was he talking about when he was saying don't burn down your own home? Was he talking about the city of Atlanta? Or was he talking about fools were protesting and burning down their homes?
No.
No.
Burn down
your
Yeah.
Like,
okay. That's what I thought.
He's over the shops.
The next day, people were talking about
why burn them down.
Right.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure there weren't any fools out there protesting and being like, I'm burning this house down tonight. Like, what the hell?
burn it up. But no, you could tell he was really emotional and he was upset, man. I mean, he was tearing up and everything, and it was real everything he was saying, man. It was coming directly from the heart. And because he said he didn't even want to be here doing this. And he said, I didn't even want to be here. And he did.
Yeah, because he's probably worried about how he's going to get home afterwards.
What did you say? Who?
He was kind of contradicting the mayor. I don't know if y'all caught that. I mean, he wasn't too against the protesting. Yeah. If y'all caught what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was just saying you're kind of do it a little bit, you know, strategically. But
yeah, and there was some other stuff, too. I read the newspaper a lot. They got rid of the advisory board, which a lot of people were disappointed with. And he was saying, bring back the advisory board. And I think Keisha had something to do with the police chief and getting rid of the advisory board. So I bet both of them were kind of rolling their eyes like, oh, gosh. But, hey, man, at that moment, Al Sharpton was nowhere to be found. So Killer Mike stepped up. But, hey, another thing, too, man, like all of our black civil rights leaders are getting old. Like, who is going to be the next, you know, Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton or, you know, who's going to stand up and speak on behalf of the black community in the future?
That's why you got T.I.
Yep, Killer Mike. and I guess T.I. I lean more so on Killer Mike.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, it's
that's another subject we could, you know, we might have to not talk about tonight. But why are entertainers to speak, you know, why are they considered speakers for a social issue? You know, that's not their forte. I mean, of course, people admire them, they have influence. I get all that, but you know, it's like, you know, not to divert off the path completely, but you know, like Steve Harvey's like a relationship expert. Like, why? Like, what? He's a comedian, so I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't want to get too far off that. You know,
LeBron James has been doing a lot of stuff. And I know his heart's in the right place, but you know, he's going tit for tat with Drew Brees over what Drew Brees had to say. And I know Drew was wrong, if anybody saw that, but I'm kind of like, you don't need to start going tit for tat for everybody that voices their opinion. Like, focus on, let's get a goal and focus on the goal.
He said something about Kaepernick. Go ahead.
He said something about Kaepernick. He said basically Kaepernick, when he was taking a knee, he was disrespecting the country and everybody that served for the country. And LeBron fired back like, no, Drew, that's not what Kaepernick was taking a knee for. He was taking a knee for police violence, and it's a good thing that he did it because he brought attention to it. And now people are really paying attention to it because they weren't paying that much attention to it before. But, you know, now they're kind of paying attention to it. So, you know, obviously, Kaepernick obviously actually did a really good thing. He lost his career when he lost his livelihood. But, I mean, you know, if Kaepernick didn't take that knee, would things be as crazy as they are right now?
You know, I mean...
Racists
are still going to be racist, you know.
Right.
But that part. The awareness that he brought to it.
The awareness, you know, reached like a lot of people.
Yeah. I think it was the awareness, too, because, you know, a lot of people, we even had debates about it on our show. And but see, this is what he was talking about. And it played out, you know. And I don't think he can be criticized for what he did now. So, you know, everyone who did all that criticizing,
you know.
Nah, it shows. That's why he was doing it, for things like this. That's why. So when somebody want to protest peacefully, then y'all get all up in arms. But now when things get hectic and violent, they want to, oh, see, look, they're thugs, they're this, they're that. No, it's, you know, the heat and everything is runneth over. So
right.
This is what you're left with.
But I think the most beautiful part about it is that it's everybody. You see everybody out there. It's not like it's a group of black people and a few white people. No, it's a mixed bag. It's everybody. Go ahead.
And it's reaching outside the country. It's reaching outside the country. Exactly. In London, England today, they protested. And I thought to myself, man, that's crazy. That's wild.
No, man, it went worldwide. I mean, that's never happened before, like over something like this. Everybody's had enough, man. You know?
Yeah, it's history. History is made because, I mean, for the first time, you had all 50 states that had a protest.
Right.
Like everybody in every state had a protest, and that it has to bring, you know what I'm saying, a voice to realize that things need to change.
And the voice was so loud that your commanding leader had to be hidden away in a bunker.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Yes. Everybody waiting for the purge.
See him yesterday with that Bible, though. That made me sick.
Oh, my God.
That photo op.
Yeah, he's doing flashbangs to move folks out the way. It was crazy, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
That was, I don't know if y'all heard of or watched CNN. There's a guy that has a show called Don Lemon. And man, he let him have it, man. He was mopping up. Oh man, he wasn't holding anything back, man. He was calling him out, man. And
earlier on that phone call that we heard that Jim Acosta played for us earlier, when the president said, "You are being weak. You have to show strength," that the Minneapolis Police Department was on fire. I've never seen anything like this before. I said he sounded weak and scared. Those were the orders from the commander in chief for this very moment that just happened in front of our eyes. Why were we pretending otherwise? Open your eyes, America. Open your eyes. We are teetering on a dictatorship. This is chaos. Has the president, I'm listening, is the president declaring war on Americans?
I don't know if it's, they couldn't re-air it, but I tried to find it again, but I couldn't even find it. But I did see it when he was actually doing it, man. He was just like, he was drugging this dude, drugging this so-called president, man. He was being real. I've never seen anyone just, you know, do it like that blatantly on television.
Much deserved, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Leading up to yesterday with that whole Bible thing, going into it, I was kind of like, yeah, not the best president ever. Hopefully he's one and done. But now I look at him, he's kind of a piece of shit, to tell you the truth, man. Oh, yeah. I mean, this whole campaign election was about building a wall and all these racist things, like, and the wall is still not built, and, you know, kicking illegal people out of the country and doing all this stuff. That's pretty much all he's ever talked about, you know, or really has been, you know, like really compassionate about. He wasn't compassionate about COVID-19 because, you know, if he was, he wouldn't have made it into the country. He could have stopped it earlier. I mean, this guy, man, you know, I don't like to label anybody, but, you know, whatever. And I know we're here to make fans and not cross lines, but as a human being, as a person, I feel like he's a piece of shit.
A lot of people agree with you, man. I don't think you're going to lose any fans. Anybody who supports that is not listening to us. Believe me.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's crazy times, fellas. Crazy times, man. It's just, be careful out there. It's madness. Because I'm not far from all the stuff that happened this weekend, man. I am not far from that at all. Luckily, nothing.
Oh, yeah, you're affected by the curfew, right? I mean, you can't even go to the store.
I know, man. That's like, I thought I was going to have to cancel the show because me and my wife had tickets to a show, and it was a driving show. You didn't have to get out of your car. But this whole curfew thing that we couldn't go out. They canceled it, and, you know, we couldn't go out.
Did you get a refund?
They moved it to next Wednesday. So we're good. And it wasn't that expensive. It was just Purple Rain.
Oh, my goodness. I'll buy you a DVD and mail it to you, right?
No, it's just the fact of doing it and, you know, and the driving and in your car just to get out of the house, you know. And she wanted
to get it, man.
We can all watch it together on Zoom and comment.
You got some infatuation with Zoom, I swear.
Q, what's up with the Zoom?
Bro, I just
yeah, Zoom has become Zoom, has like become my 2 life.
2 months ago,
you did what? Who?
Yeah, me too.
Literally before this COVID stuff, I didn't even know what Zoom was. Like, I had no idea. You know,
I'm not the most
savvy person.
Go-to meeting. I knew that. I never heard of Zoom.
Yeah.
But now I'm on Zoom 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it too until this COVID thing.
And I don't understand it either. People are like, let's do a Zoom call. I'm like, we can just do a conference call. We have a conference line that's much cheaper. Why do you need to see me?
But now it's like, you know, they're in it to win it, man. They're on top right now. But I don't think it's going to last. Somebody else. Facebook's already had their thing out, and we've always had FaceTime and Skype.
Yeah. FaceTime now, you can add up to like 32 people or something like that, I heard.
Yeah.
They added new.
How do you know that, Aries?
How do you know about that, Aries?
How do you know that, Aries?
I've seen the commercials. Come on. The hell? I do watch TV.
I was waiting on that.
The hell?
The commercials. Okay, we'll leave it at that, then.
Yeah, but how come I didn't get no response to the video I posted, though? I didn't get nobody saying nothing about that when they opened up the tablet and all the parts said Samsung on it. I didn't get no response to that.
I responded. I said Rock has to do some game planning. He's gonna get back to you, but he never did. You remember that?
and nobody ever did.
Right? Exactly.
I was busy during that time, and we were going up to.
Right.
Saw it, but I didn't get a chance to watch the video. I had a lot going on, but I could have told you that though. Samsung provide chips for Apple on a lot of their on all their phones.
Yeah.
I know that. They're good chip makers, they just don't know how to make good phones.
Good phones? Okay.
Yeah, they can make the processors.
Okay, so they can make the processor, but they can't put it in their own devices. That doesn't sound right to me.
The processors work, but it's just the intuitiveness of their operating system and their, you know.
What's the name of the Android computer?
Android. That's
I'll wait.
Surface.
Oh, the Surface. That's Microsoft, though.
That's Microsoft, that, man. That's,
which runs on Android.
Yeah, that's true. It's yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Go ahead, Aries.
Wait, no.
Climb back, Aries. Climb back.
Surfaces work on Windows. It doesn't work on Android.
Yeah, it's Microsoft Windows, yeah.
Which is Android. I can use my phone to control my computer or tablet and all that, and vice versa.
You know, Android is a different operating system that works on everything. Now, it does work on PC-based stuff, but Microsoft stuff's not running it. But you can put it on there, though. It's just another operating system. You have a choice. If you don't have a Mac, that means you can have either Windows or you can have the Android on your phone or whatever. Or a device. But hey, man, at this point, what does it matter? As long as they all work and catch injustices. Mm.
Yeah, we got issues to talk about.
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast. Before I move on, we're going to talk a little Falcon stuff too. towards the end, but I meant to bring this up when they were showing all this looting and violence and stuff, and they were showing some people that got caught up in this. Did y'all see that one dude who had the crossbow of the bow and arrow?
Yeah. I saw a good one last night, a guy coming out of Foot Locker with a bunch of shoes, and a reporter was like, right there.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And she was like, well, what do the shoes? He was like, sell them. And she was like, sell them to who? People. And then she got ready to ask another question. And all of a sudden, he started running down the road. He was like, I'm out of here, man. No more questions, lady. I'm gone. I'm like, why they stop for the first question, man? I'm like, what the? I know, right? I'm like, we need to touch, we need to tell these nutty ass looters how to loot. Looters move like ninjas in silence, come and go.
And what they failed
to. No time for interviews.
What they failed to think about is that once this stuff is over, oh, they got your face. They gonna find out who you are
on camera.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So Apple's already tracking the stolen phones and all that. Y'all saw that article?
Yeah.
They have the ability to track all that.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. Before, a bunch of idiots.
Before we, I want to kind of stay on this topic. So Saturday morning, when everything hit the fan, Friday night, you know, after Mayor Keisha told folks to get out of Atlanta, and it seems like everybody just went up the road to Buckhead.
Right.
I'm looking on Twitter, and I see my disco, I'm going to say my because I work right by there, my disco Kroger being raided. Literally, I'm talking, it looks like a movie. I mean, there's a guy just sitting at the door. People are coming in with baskets, leaving with dog food. I'm talking baskets of dog food, just cigarette cartons. I'm just like,
hey man, dogs gotta eat.
Kroger, I go by every day.
Dogs gotta eat and smoke.
If you work at Kroger, making, you know, I don't know what Kroger makes. Maybe they make about $12 an hour. Are you gonna put your life on the line to stop these people? I'm sure not.
Kroger was closed. Like 4 in the morning.
I thought Kroger was 24 hours. Oh, it's not 24 hours right now because of COVID.
They opened the door at 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but even if you worked there, people came in there and started looting, what would you do? I'd go sit in my car.
Yeah, when does
take my shirt off?
Yeah, exactly. They talking about don't stop looters, don't get in the way. I said, you think I am? I'm gonna grab me a bag of popcorn and go stand outside and watch them.
I'm gonna be the same way. I'm like, look, they keep the good shit over there. In the back, they got all the good shit.
But like, as a matter of fact, hey man, you know what I'm saying? I've been wanting these over there. Why don't you grab those for me?
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Aries is getting real personal. He's like, are you diabetic? We got Cheerios right here. You know, they get the cholesterol and.
Exactly. Like, y'all need this. Man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, it's funny because I think last time Aries was on here, and you, me and you, Q and Aries, we were talking about the riots and stuff, you know? Like, we were talking about the LA riots with Rodney King, and I think something as small had happened here. Yeah. I think that was with the Brunswick guy.
Yeah,
my mom. Little LA riots.
Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, and we were talking about that, and I don't know, man. I think this, safe to say, this one has surpassed the King thing, or is right up there with it. And I just thought that was ironic how we were just talking about something like that just a couple weeks ago, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's still more to come because I saw on TMZ today that the attorney general was saying something about it's going to be hard to get a conviction on these guys. And I'm telling you right now,
man,
verdict comes back not guilty. Ooh. On these motherfuckers. You think they're looting and going crazy now? Get ready for round two. This is going to be the fight where Tyson bit Holyfield's ear. They're going to go crazy.
This is going to make the Rodney King look like a walk in the park.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. That'll be very bad.
A not guilty verdict will set, I won't even say the United States, I might even say the universe on fire.
It will.
The universe, because the entire will be watching.
Yeah.
From France to London to the United States to everywhere. Everyone's going to be watching. So,
yeah.
No pressure on the defense.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on that jury.
Yeah, I know, man. It's safe to say that, you know, the chances of that happening is very slim.
Like, there's no way, man. He cannot be convicted. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? The autopsies and all that, it's just, no. There's no way.
Well, they're already saying
Stranger Things before.
Yeah, and they're already saying, like, that the police's autopsy report is saying that he died, but not by asphyxiation or been suffocated.
Yeah, well, the family went and got their own autopsy done, and right. He says it was due because of asphyxiation. Yes, he had some other chemicals in his bloodstream, but that was not the cause.
Right.
It did not contribute to his death. So.
Right.
Oh yeah, totally. If he didn't get a knee on the neck for 9 minutes, he'd still be walking around right now, I'm pretty sure.
But what I've heard last is that right now, all four of them are getting charged.
Hired new attorneys today too.
Yeah, second degree. They're looking. It was third degree murder.
Moves it up to second degree.
Moved it up to second degree because first degree is premeditated. So,
I think that was his goal, was to kill him. So I mean to be completely honest, I mean, he put his knee on, I mean, how do you are in law enforcement and not know a pressure to somebody's neck will kill them? Like, it's ridiculous.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why they moved it up to second degree, because that covers intent, and that was
they get the conviction. Okay,
yeah, and that's the intent. The intent was to kill him. First degree would have been like they've been planning this weeks, and they, you know, and they did it. But it's hard to prove that.
But that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying is the downfall. The more they move it up, then the harder it's going to be to convict, because all you got to do now is convince just one or two jury members that he didn't have the intent to kill him. Things just got out of hand, and he got caught up in the moment. And then if he gets a not guilty verdict, then he walks, and you can't try him again.
Well, no, then they could drop it down to manslaughter. I'm sure that would take some sort of deal, but...
You'd have to do that before it goes to trial, though. I mean, when he goes to trial, you have to have, you know, and right now, if he went to trial tomorrow, right now he's being charged with second degree, and... Can they prove second degree to a jury box of what? Was it 12?
The video pretty much does that, though, by keeping.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, keeping the neck, the knee on his neck.
The hard part would be trying to but the other three.
Right. Which I hear, though, they're being charged, and no matter what happens, they're all going to get the same thing.
I think you get the guy on the knee, and I think you get the little chubby Asian dude that, you know, I forgot what he did. What did he do?
He stood there and watched.
Yeah.
I thought somebody tried to help, and he kind of pushed them away or something.
He pushed away the guy who owned the store who saw this, and he ran out. The guy who owned the store came out to say, hey, you know, let it get off of him, and he pushed him out. And then they also said that at the end, he looked at everybody that was out there and said, let this be a lesson to you boys and girls. So, no, that's a son of a bitch, man. He's using his Asian shit like, I didn't know that, you know, fuck that noise. You knew exactly what you were doing, dude.
Oh, yeah, he probably show up in court with a translator.
And he has a pass for every year, consecutive years, for at least the last 5-6 years of also having citations and stuff for doing shit like that, you know?
Yeah. I can't remember his name. I think it was like, me got this, me fucked up, some of the little Chinese bullshit.
Me do something wrong?
She said, no, but with your brother.
Hey, what the motherfucker?
Me not know.
All right, we're not bashing Asian folks, right? Come on.
No, we love Asian folks. Just Asian cops that kill black people, but that's it.
Right. He's just a piece of shit, man. All four of those guys, man. The other two were newer on the force, but those two were experienced. I think the other two had just started being a cop in October 2019.
Don't matter. You go through training.
Yeah. No excuses. Yeah, they all gotta go.
Gotta go.
Yeah, gotta go.
But all right. Well, anything else y'all want to weigh in on that before we talk a little Falcon stuff?
You know how they always say if you're a child molester and you go to prison, you get messed up right away pretty badly. I wonder what they do to cops. Will they be like protective thing, or will they just be out there in
general population and get custody?
Yeah.
They are not, you know, they are not put in GP. They are not put in GP.
The guards turn their back for 30 minutes and, you know, just run up in there and whoop the shit out that dude.
The one dude that was on the neck, I heard he's on the suicide watch.
Yeah. They're not going to put him in Gen Pop. But,
yeah, they are not putting him in GP. That'd be ridiculous.
I heard the judge was like, we can either put you in Gen Pop, or R. Kelly hasn't been laid in a while, and we can put you in. We can put you in with R. Kelly.
Put you in there with R. Kelly and Bill Cosby.
Put you in there with R. Kelly and Bill Cosby.
I'm in the closet. I'm out of the closet. Hold on.
Come here and taste my Jello pudding pop. Oh.
I'm always here to protect you, you see.
Before all this happened, all I wanted to do. I'm not even worried about the Duke Vampire. Yeah.
Say that again, because you went out. You kept going out.
No, I was saying before all this happened, the only person I wanted to see go to prison was the dude from Empire. But now I'm not even worried about that dude anymore. I'm like, just send these cops to jail. We'll be good.
Still worry about Jesse.
Yeah, don't worry about Jesse no more. Although I haven't seen y'all out there protesting, you think he'd be willing to save face right now?
Man, Jesse, you know, I know he don't want nothing like this to happen, but man, that shift has really taken a total different turn as far as like attention. I mean, he's like, woo, shit.
Yeah.
A lot of folks. And I mean, like I said, it's a lot of stuff that's happening. They're going to be looking at this case as far as the court and how they handle that, and the Ahmaud Arbery case going to be looked at with a telescope around the world.
Yeah. Lori Loughlin from Full House is definitely getting some prison time. Yes. But this dude that killed somebody, maybe or maybe not, might go to prison. Now that's America and how fucked up it is.
I think the world has finally seen it now.
Yeah, I hope so.
But all right, anybody else want to weigh in?
I got a question for you guys. Is anybody really upset with the fact they're destroying stuff and really trying to make their voice be heard? Or are you kind of like, this is kind of what you have to do at this point? I'm kind of on the side of the fight of like, you kind of got to do this to get your voice heard. I mean, you kind of got to mess up some stuff. And I know there's some small business owners that are recovering from COVID-19 and trying to get their businesses back open. And this is the last thing they need right now. But at the same time, this is what the cause needs right now. We need to burn down stuff. We need to destroy police stations. We need to burn down stores. We need to just act a complete fool and just be like, we tried to talk to you. But now talking is over. So you tell me how you like this, and then we can figure it out later. But I'm not upset with it at all. I think when you back an animal into a corner, and I'm not, you know, I don't mean that in any sort of way, but when you back an animal into a corner, an animal will do whatever it takes to get out that corner. You know, just think about it. If anybody's ever seen a vicious dog, back a vicious dog into a corner and watch what that dog does.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. I mean, you know, yeah, it's a pot. The pot went over, boiled over. You got it.
Boiled over.
Yeah. And I guess the worst thing is just the people that are the opportunists that are doing it just to be fucking up shit. They mess up the whole thing. But I'm not judging any of those dudes and anything that happened, because this could have been avoided. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. That's that Malcolm X mentality. Malcolm X mentality. Eye for an eye. I'm not upset with the looters. Go loot. Go destroy stuff. You know, General Sherman came through Atlanta and burned it down. That's nobody true. Talks about that anymore.
Yep.
Shit. Yep. Burn Atlanta down, and then we can talk about it. Maybe we'll have your attention. Maybe you'll say, okay, we messed up. We need to train these cops better. We need to do this. We need to do that. But we've seen so many, ever since Rodney King, we've seen too many that I can't even name. But it seems like within a month, we saw two black dudes get killed. I'm like, man, yeah, I can understand why people are frustrated. And I can understand why people are going crazy. And I'm like, let them go crazy. Let them go crazy until they are done going crazy.
Right.
And hopefully we get someone's attention and when we're heard. But you're not going to be heard with the peaceful shit. We tried the peaceful shit. Peaceful shit didn't work.
Well,
everybody ran for a mob. What did that do? It got another dude killed 3 weeks later.
Well, that's a good segue into celebrities and people of that ilk who are speaking out now. And to stay with the tone of our show, What's Up Falcons Podcast, one of our players got a little boisterous and got a quick kind of put in place by Twitter. Our Mr. Caleb McGarry. Did y'all hear about what Caleb? His Twitter post?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? He comes from what did he come from? Like Wisconsin or something like that? So, yeah. That was kind of expected.
Will you do a Rock, before you get into it, will you do a recap for people that don't know, and then we'll talk about it?
Yeah, it's Caleb McGarry of the Falcons, one of our picks for to fix our O-line. Had a quote, I guess this happened either last Friday or whatever, when the looting and stuff started happening. He said, this is his tweet post. He said, "So in response to a sad and senseless death, people burn down the police stations and businesses of innocent people. Those involved have made themselves no better than the cop that claimed to hate. Congrats." Well, the cops that they claim to hate. Congrats. So he's trying to say that they're no better than the cops that killed this dude. That's what he said. And Twitter went off.
Nah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yep. And my point of view, man, said if you can't say no matter what, you know that's a messed up situation. If you can't say anything constructive and positive, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
He should know all eyes are on him.
Right.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't understand that every action has a reaction. That's the thing you have to understand about everything going on. Every action has a reaction. So,
exactly. And do you stand that in the city that kind of set the spark? And you got
right, yeah. In a city where it's 95% black.
Exactly. And your teammates are that, and you're gonna have to play here at the Mercedes Benz.
But going back to what Rock was saying, the beautiful thing about it is, I think from what I've been watching on the news, these marches are about 60-40. I mean, there's as many people of non-color as there are color out there for the cause. And that's the beautiful thing, because the Rodney King riots, I mean, those was just crazy black people wanting to loot and wanting to, you know, do what they wanted to do. But this is, you know, we do have some crazy black people out there looting, but we got some Morehouse students out there. We got some Emory, black kids from Emory. Black kids from Georgia State. But then, you know, we also got a lot of their white peers. It's kind of a beautiful thing, you know.
But Caleb should know better and just shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know. What do you think about it, Hoop?
You know, I had no idea of Caleb until y'all just... And it's idiotic. Is he gonna... I mean, what Arthur Blank had sent on Sunday, I wonder if he's gonna do some kind of apology or something like that. I mean, Falcon ain't standing for that, man.
He already issued the apology.
Yeah. But
maybe to learn less.
Yeah, on Friday.
Yeah, because I mean, these are getting that heat. I read one response from a Falcons fan, and then we can move on. He said, "Fuck Caleb McGarry and anybody who rides with him. I'm no longer supporting him being on the Atlanta Falcons. And anyone who got a problem with this post can unfollow me right now."
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. If the Falcons cut him. Falcons can't cut you for anything that's detrimental to the team.
He's still on his rookie deal. They can't cut him.
Yeah.
No, you can always get cut for anything that's detrimental to the team. They can cut you, definitely. If they look at that and say that was, I don't know. Maybe not.
What's the most important thing is is the bottom line.
Right.
That's the most important. When it comes to the team, the most important thing is the bottom line. So.
All right. All right. Well, let's move on to someone. Go ahead.
I mean, he might not play for a while, but be on the bench for a minute. But yeah,
I think they might suspend him so they don't have to pay him for the games. And
no, I don't think they're gonna do anything like that.
No, put him on IR. Move on.
Put him on IR, so he'll sit out the first 8 weeks.
Right. He's got to deal with the fan base and his teammates. That's what he has to deal with.
There's not going to be any fans in the crowd, so they don't have to deal with anything at the stadium.
Well, you know, when things get back to normal, hopefully, if they ever do. But let's go on to someone who really understands what's happening. And let's talk about Matt Ryan, our quarterback. As T.O. would say, that's my quarterback, man. He fired back real quick as far as when this stuff started, yeah, with three Instagram posts. And I think one of them was he did the Blackout Tuesday, I believe, on his Instagram.
I didn't know about any of this. Tell me.
Yeah, I think on his personal Twitter, for Tuesday, he did the Blackout
I say.
I didn't know about it today, but I did do it for us. I saw Aries did it too. And also, he extended his heart to the Floyd family and vowing to listen and learn. And then third, he's given a all-in challenge to raise money for charity. So, and I think he had a long little post he said, but I don't have it here. But he was like, he knows he has no idea or could understand what black men have to go through, and he wouldn't even pretend to understand that. All he can do is support it and listen and hopefully educate.
I find that hard to believe.
Who, from Matt?
Yeah. Do play football all his life. He's been surrounded by black men all of his life. He knows. He watches the news. He knows. Everybody that's telling me I need to educate myself more, I'm like, really? You didn't learn that in school? Civil rights movement? You didn't? Martin Luther King?
No, he.
I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I don't think he meant it like that. I mean,
I'd rather have that response than fucking Drew Brees' response.
Yeah, I'd rather have that response too. But you know, it kind of disappoints me when people say I need to educate myself more on what's going on. It's like we've been under a rock since 1960.
No, I hear that. I understand that. But what did Drew do? I saw that Drew Brees said a comment that was kind of like not so great.
Yeah, we're talking about Drew Brees, and he thinks it's about disrespecting the flag and the military. And the whole Colin Kaepernick thing was not about the flag or the military. It was about cops mistreating black people. And people have been saying that ever since all this happened, what, years ago now? How long has Colin Kaepernick been out of the league? I mean, it's what, 3-4 years ago now? Yes. But Drew Brees seems to think this is about people disrespecting the flag and the military, and I guess he's not comprehending, or maybe he hasn't educated himself enough over the past 4 years to understand that it's about how cops treat black people. That's what it's about. Because to me, when I watch TV, the only race I ever see getting killed and beat up by cops are black people. If it's happening to white people and Asian people or Jewish people, please post it. Let us know. But they're not doing that. And all I'm seeing is black people.
Because we're a threat. So.
Yeah, allegedly.
That's what they say. So, you know. But anyhow, look at the lady at the park. He's threatening me. He's watching those birds. He's threatening me. But anyway. All right. Hoop, did you have something to say about that, or did I miss it?
I was just saying what he, you know, he was asked a question about, you know, what was going on in the current, you know, with the current protests and everything. He just said he just couldn't support anybody that would disrespect the flag and the military.
Right.
And I said, you know, once again, you know, people want to divert the issue by trying to tie it to a flag or you know, the military, and that's definitely not the case. And honestly, at this point, if people aren't ready to have that conversation, I don't even want to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, what else can I say?
Right.
You're just going to believe what you're going to believe. So
exactly.
I'm not going to waste my energy.
And that's an excuse now.
Man, I hate when people say Black Lives Matter and people go, no, all lives matter. Well, all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter. And then once Black Lives Matter, then all lives matter. Then you can't say, yeah, all lives matter. But people are so quick to be like, all lives matter, not just Black lives, all lives. Well, right now, Black lives are not mattering.
Yeah, it's not included.
And, in, you know, it's not included in all, yeah. And right. The thing is, it's like there's many rich people of different races that are successful in life because of Black lives. The Black culture is the reason that the music scene is great. Justin Bieber, you listen to his music. Yeah, maybe he might be pop. He's influenced by Black music. We control a lot of stuff. We're a part of a lot of stuff. You take away the Black community out of the United States, and what do you have? I mean, you know, like, we do so much, from Tyler Perry to our every musical artist, from Little Richard to, you know, Michael Jackson to Prince. Like, we everybody, you know, like, we're, you know, like,
right. Did you hear
frustrating, can't voice my opinion.
But,
go ahead, Rock.
But you, speaking of that, Q, talking about Apple computers that we were talking about earlier, I heard Apple has done, like, if you go on iTunes or whatever and you look for an artist that you like, and if that artist is not a Black artist and the Black artist did the song originally, and you go to the artist who redid it, like a white artist, it automatically redirects you to the Black artist who did it. I was like, wow, that's pretty ballsy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, because I heard, you know, a couple of weeks ago, when Little Richard, a lot of his hits weren't hits for Little Richard. Some guy redid them. Almost kind of like Weird Al Yankovic redoes people's songs, yeah, and make them hits. They were saying that there was this guy that redid a lot of, and even the Beatles did redid a Little Richard song. But anyways, they were just saying that, you know, like, Little Richard couldn't get his songs played on the airwaves, but white artists redid his songs and they got played. And I'm just kind of like, man, yeah, it's just so sad, man. The whole world is just so sad. Where the color of your skin matters so much. I got a family, I got a job, I got a million things going on in my life. It's only 24 hours in a day. I really don't have really the time out of my day to sit down and go, man, I hate this person because they're Chinese. I hate this person because they're Jewish. I don't have time for that. It's just it's just amazing. I need to talk to these racists and be like, man, how do you find the hours in the day to hate and then also accommodate everything else in life you need to do? Please explain.
I mean,
if they can do that, they might find a cure for cancer or AIDS or something. Like, tell me how.
I want to ask you and Hoop something. I know the neck of the woods that y'all live in, and it's not, you know, that area has its reputation for certain people that live there. How has it been around there? People freaking out?
So on Saturday, they protested in downtown Woodstock, and the worst thing that happened was a cop got a Starbucks drink thrown on him, according to the Cherokee Gazette. And that was the worst thing that happened. He had a coffee drink thrown on him. But we did have protesters, Black and white. My wife showed me a Facebook page from downtown Woodstock where there was four Black women protesting, holding up signs, minding their own business, and a white guy came by and kind of took their signs and threw them on the ground and was being a real jerk.
Yeah,
I was kind of thinking to myself, if their boyfriends or husbands were with them, would you have done that? Yeah, probably not. And the fact that you picked on some women makes you nothing more than a coward, you know?
Yeah, because I was wondering about that, especially, you know, it started in downtown, but people were saying, you know, take it to North Atlanta where, you know, it needs to be, where people need to listen. So I was just wondering, since you guys live close to those areas.
But you know, me as a dude that takes everything in and just kind of looks at everything, evaluates it, makes my own opinion. This is kind of how I feel about it. You know, like Georgia, you know, you go to North Georgia, South Georgia, it's a racist state. You know, you got the white people. I hate the news. I let me get whatever. But at the same time, those people don't actually bother me at all.
Right.
If you are, if you're wearing overalls, you're driving a pickup truck and you're screaming about how you hate the N-words, that really doesn't bother me at all, because I take it for what it's worth. It's like you're kind of a, and not to be rude, and there's no nice way to say it, but I really can't take a person serious that's uneducated, probably lives in a trailer park or a poor community, and maybe inbred, I don't know, but I can't really take you serious. You know, like when I get on MARTA and the crackheads start acting crazy, I don't argue with the crackheads. I'm more intelligent than that. So when I see the true racists, the true like down south good old boys doing their thing, I'm just kind of like, well, that's what the good old boys do. They don't know any better, because most of them didn't finish high school. Right. Most of them banged their sister.
Those are the same inbred. Good old boys who shot a guy because he was going out for a jog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't really pay those good old boys attention. They're the ones that are the most vigorous in this whole entire white supremacy movement. When, you know, I kind of look at them and I go, you know, I think to myself, you know, it's, you know, people saying it's the worst compliment you can give somebody right now. But, you know, I kind of look at them and I go, oh, man, bless their heart. Well, bless their hearts.
Who?
But
do y'all?
I'm not going to argue with a crackhead.
I want to ask you that, but as directed to you too, who? Do y'all ever like feel a little, you know, just a little, you know, uneasy at times at certain places, you know, at certain times of the night, especially with the cops, especially late at night, if you're driving home with the cops out there?
Cops, yes. I've had some run-ins, you know, up in this area, but it, you know, to kind of go back to what you were speaking about before, as far as like Hillbilly Jim, you know, that's coming to Walmart.
Right.
I don't know. Fuck him.
Well,
I'm sorry, but you know, I'm not scared.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck him. Why are you gonna argue with a weirdo?
Right.
The cop.
Yeah, that's the main.
I've had run-ins. They, you know, they'll definitely pull you over if they, you know, feel like it. And, you know, as a black man, I know I need to stay on point. I'm not, you know, I don't have a gun, you know, on my front seat. Get my insurance paid. I got my, you know, and I have a valid driver's license. So, you know, I try to minimize the, you know, the not saying that's all it takes, but, you know, right. I just try not to get spoken to see. So, yeah. Unfortunately, that's the world I live in.
DWB. That's all it takes is DWB.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But even me, though, I mean, my life is all about, you know, like, you know, I go out with Hoop, you know, me and Hoop, we'll kick it all the time whenever we can.
Right.
But long gone are the days where I hang out till 1-2 in the morning, you know. I tell Hoop, love you, bro, about 10 o'clock, and then I'm out. You know, just because I'm trying to get off the road and get home before I'm in that situation.
Yeah, because they don't play out there. I know they love having those Roblox and all that type of stuff. But,
yeah.
Interesting issue. All right. Well, we were talking a little bit about the Falcons. We can start wrapping it up. But I would like to ask y'all about just some more Falcons news. Y'all, about Devontae Freeman, you know, that Seattle offered him a contract. that he
turned it down because he turned it down.
Say what?
Top girl money.
Yeah.
Negro, please.
Yeah, I was wondering y'all's thought about that, man, because, like, you know, we love free men, but you're not the free that you're not. Yeah, you're not what you were. And even when you were that, you still, you know,
exactly.
Shouldn't have got paid as much as they paid him. But,
I was about to go there. Yeah. Free was a good dude, man. I wish him the best luck in the world, but I think he thinks he's more than what he is.
I mean, at one point, he was one of the top running backs in the league. So, yeah. I mean, I get where he's coming from. He thinks he can still do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you've been at the top, nobody wants to fall. So, you know what I'm saying? I get it, but right. He has to come to some kind of realization that you can't do that. I mean, you've gotten, not the fact that he doesn't have a skill, it's just that he's gotten older and he's had damage to his body to where he can't perform like he used to. So he has to come into fields with that and understand you get what you're worth and you're not worth top money.
Right. That alone, no. Man, aside of the age, that alone, the sitting out, because every other time that you're in, you're out for a concussion for a while.
Yep.
On a regular basis, that alone should say that, dude, you're not going to get that kind of money anymore. Those days are gone because of how you ran, you know?
You know, a good fit for him would be, you know, sign a 1-year deal for maybe $2 million or something and go play in San Francisco and be a 1-2 combination with Coleman again. Maybe that might work out for you.
I mean, you know, that 1-year deal with Seattle probably would have did him good, because I mean who they play in Seattle, I mean, come on, you know,
right?
So he probably would have had a good year.
He would have had a good year, would have had more money. It's not like he didn't get paid in his career. It's like,
I want y'all take on the Falcons being interested in Vin Curry. What's your opinion on that?
I haven't heard that yet, but
I haven't heard about that.
Really? Yeah. The Falcons are looking at Vin Curry. So another defensive end, big name, to come in and split into reps with Tack or split reps with
Fowler.
So that's interesting.
No,
I think like Quinn knows it's all or nothing. So,
well, that just says that I like it, because they're improving that pass rush. They're not doing the same thing that we've been doing for like the last 6-7 years. They know that's the weakest point, and they get talked about for missing that.
Yeah, it's that pass rush. I think they were 28th in sacks last season or something like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, near the bottom of the league.
Yeah, so.
What do you think about that, Hoop?
Hey, the more we can keep Tack off the field, I'm good for it.
That is true. Wow. That is true.
The hate for Tack.
My clock ended on him.
Yeah, Aries. You still rolling with him?
I'm still rolling with Tack, man. I think he has the potential. Yes, he's had, you know what I'm saying, those arm surgeries or whatnot, but
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think at this point now, Tack has gotten a lot better, and 2-3 years in the league, he's better than Vic.
Yeah, but
so.
Yeah, but hey. Vic was a Pro Bowler, and had double digit sacks. I don't think Tack has yet
for 1 year.
Yeah,
and that was when he had a the veteran on the opposite end drawing all the double teams away from him. So
I get it. Trust me, I get it. But you know, but all right, we'll start wrapping it up, man. We've been on it for a while, and overall, hey, we still hopefully we'll have football coming up. You know.
And I hope we have basketball and baseball too.
Yep,
we're going to. They're saying if that doesn't happen, a lot more people are going to lose jobs, and it's like we don't need all that. So hopefully, we get some sports back going again.
Oh, hey, I want to give a quick shout out to my Xbox Online friend, Punisher Spawn, who's a Falcon fan out in way north.
Okay. Well, do that on your YouTube video. This ain't the platform.
What y'all playing? Where is that?
I'll put the podcast. He said he's gonna listen. So
all right,
okay, hey, okay.
As long as he listens,
go ahead, playing. Man.
Say what? Hoop?
What y'all playing? Grand Theft Auto? What y'all playing on the Xbox?
Playing Call of Duty. You know.
COD. Okay.
Yeah, Apex. You know.
I got you.
All right.
Is anybody on Madden playing Madden? On PS4 playing Madden?
I don't play sports games.
Yeah, I
do.
You would think a football guy would be playing football.
Yeah, if it was actual football. But, I mean, you know, it's just the game has gotten so watered down. I stopped playing Madden back in 07.
All right. Well,
people didn't you hate Madden.
Yeah, well, thank you for your game service, Aries. On that Call of Duty, thank you for your game service.
Hey, if you play it on PS4, let me know. I'm on PS4, so.
Me too, buddy.
My son plays Fortnite if you want to jump in on that.
I don't play Fortnite, sorry.
Yeah, I don't play that either. But who?
Yeah, I don't play Fortnite. I am not 12.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll start wrapping it up. And Hoop, I'm gonna hit you up. You know, send me your username on PS4, and I'll try to look you up.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll send you on mine too.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Everybody, if y'all own it, yeah, I'd love to look that up. But all right, man. It was a good show. I want to thank you fellas for jumping in, and I don't know if y'all saw the last show that I put on YouTube for our little draft show, but I mean not a draft show, but our schedule show, and I thought it came out good. I did the audio and I did the YouTube version, so spread it around if you have it, man. We want more views on that.
Alright.
And we want to thank everybody for checking us out. You know, you can always send us your chats and your tweets. At you can hit us up on our chat line, which is our text message line, which is 404-919-8683, I believe. And you can find us at Twitter at What's Up Falcons, and you can also check us out on SoundCloud, Twitter, Spotify, and exclusively at Armchair All American. And if you guys don't have anything else you want to say before we do it, we'll wrap it up.
Hopefully we have better thing, you know. Hope it's not worse the next time we get together.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, everybody stay safe and pray things get better, but we shall see.
Yep, we shall
see. Yep.
All right, fellas. Well, y'all take care of yourselves, and I'll be talking to y'all soon.
Yes, sir. All right.
Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.